why would we possibly be playing Christmas music when it is almost Memorial Day time? That's because our Christmas movie came out and we didn't even know. We didn't even know. Surprise!
Yeah, here it is. Bang!
Yeah.
Like a gift you can unwrap in the middle of summer.
So we spent most of last year filming a Christmas movie that we had come up with an idea for. We teamed up with an independent movie house named Gemelli Films, and they created our Christmas movie. It's called Santa's Second Wife. We had a big premiere this past holiday season, but we were waiting for it to be released widespread. We didn't know when. We weren't sure who was going to pick it up, and it was a lot of, like, moving parts, I guess. Right, Raven?
That's for sure.
And finally, we heard a couple months ago, Tubi, which is like a free streaming service, was going to pick it up, and it'll probably come out around the holidays. And we were like, okay, that's cool.
Yep.
Then we get an email 2 days ago, and they're like, hey, guys, Tubi TV, they already released it. And we were like, what?
Yeah, well, I mean, Christmas in July is a thing, right? So, I mean, Hallmark does that. A couple of the networks do that.
It's May 23rd.
Yeah. So it's early for that. So it wasn't really what we anticipated on that. Tubi is an app that you can download on your smart television. So, I mean, hey, surprise, you can watch the movie right now.
It's free. You can watch the movie for free. It's got, like, built-in ads or however they do it. They call it the free streaming. It's picking up popularity. It's made by Samsung or whatever.
Okay.
So the movie is an hour and 37 minutes long. And if you haven't been following along, you don't know the whole saga of it. It's called Santa's Second Wife, and it was an idea that I had on the air for a Hallmark movie, kind of like a cheesy Hallmark movie, and it picked up steam and it actually got made. It's the story about what happens when Mrs. Claus leaves Santa Claus and he falls in love with somebody else. And there's a lot of big stars in the film, including me and Raven.
That's right.
Here's a clip from one of our scenes. Oh, Nev, I heard that the Boutif packing cubes aren't the only thing you're checking out for Valentine's Day.
What do you mean, Anna?
I was talking to your daughters. They told me that you're on marrymatches.com.
Marrymatches.com offered you a membership in exchange for a review. That's what I heard.
I mean, there's a plenty of single people looking for dates for tomorrow night for Valentine's Day. Tell us about it.
So have you gone on any dates? I mean, don't leave us hanging here, Nev.
That was it. That was it. That was our big debut in a movie.
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple scenes. We were electrifying.
We were
good.
I'll just say it. I got to say, my spray tan looks fantastic.
Yeah.
I look really nice and tan. And it doesn't look fake. I was really worried about that for a while.
Thank you to the lighting crew.
Yeah.
It does take a while for lighting crews to set up. It's something that we learned about making movies, but it was definitely worth it.
It's the longest day of our life to film that movie. To film three scenes, it took us literally about 15 hours. It was wildly long.
It was quite a process.
All right. So the movie, again, hour 37. Minutes long. I'm going to say we're not winning any Oscars for this. Just going to put it out there. But we had a lot of fun making it. And if you want to have some fun and watch it too, you can watch it for free on Tubi. Just search for Santa's Second Wife. You can go right online at TubiTV.com and check it out there.
I mean, it's perfect afternoon filler right now.
Yeah.
There's a writer's strike going on. Perfect timing.
Yeah.